So Baruch Hashem, with my five kids, the first four, I stayed out of the hospital on Shabbos. The fifth one was born 5 minutes before Shabbos. So again, I didn't have to go to the hospital on Shabbos. So I was in the hospital on Shabbos. I didn't have to drive to the hospital on Shabbos. So I've largely avoided these Shavuos, Baruch Hashem. But often it comes up, you know, you have a pretty good chance. The odds are, you know, 1 out of 7 or whatever it is, that you're going to make it, that you're going to have to drive to Shul on, drive to the hospital on Shabbos. The question is, who's allowed to come with you in the car? How many people are allowed to come with you in the car? Is the husband allowed to go with his wife on Shabbos to the hospital? So the Gemara in Shabbos in Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis has a very important yesod. It says that a blind woman who's giving birth is allowed to ask that a flame be lit, to help out the midwife deliver the baby. Question is, obviously, the blind woman can't see. So why is she asking for a light? And the midwife says, I can do it in the dark. So why are you allowed, permitted to light this light for this blind woman? The answer is, because Yisuve Mitzvah Daita. It will make her mentally calm. It will make the pregnant woman, the blind woman who's giving birth, calm and complacent and relaxed. Somehow she feels the light is necessary. And therefore we tell her, okay, we really light the light in order so that she can be calmed down. You see from here, and very important, yesod. You're allowed to do things for a chola sheyesh bo sakana, or for a birthing woman, a woman who's giving birth, in order simply to calm her nerves. That is permitted on Shabbos. Says Shulchan Aruch, so we actually paskin this way. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Aleph says, Yoledis is like a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and we're machal Shabbos, whatever she needs, and we even call a midwife to come help, and in fact, we even madwik laner, we even light a candle, afil hisuma, even if she's a blind woman, exactly what we said. Mishnah Berurah explains exactly what we said, is because we want to make sure that she is calm and that she is complacent and everything, she knows that everything is being taken care of, and therefore, we allow this to be done on Shabbos. So far, so good. Comes along Negris Moshe and says, well, what about the husband going with the wife in the taxi on Shabbos? So your wife feels that she's getting contractions, she's giving birth, whatever, water broke, she needs to go to the hospital Shabbos morning at 10 a.m. Who's allowed to go with her? You call a taxi, comes, a non-Jewish driver is driving the car. Can the husband go with the wife? So we just take it for granted. Yeah, of course. The question is why? What's the basis? So the Igros Moshe says in a tshuva from Tavshin Yud Beis, that was probably when they didn't even let men into the delivery room at that point. No, Tavshin Yud Beis is 52. Did they let men in the delivery room at that point? I don't know. We have to check. Google that. And so we're talking about 1952. So 1952, Ramosha says that the husband is allowed to come. Why? Because he says Yisuve Yisvadaita, that the wife is going to be much calmer. She's going to appreciate their husband there. And just like you're allowed to fight, light a fire for a blind woman, you're also allowed to have the husband attend with the wife and go in the car with the wife. But Ramosha says, it's not so simple, he says. When you light a light, he says, okay, the light is actually doing something. Why? Because even though the midwife says, nah, I can deliver you in the dark, don't worry about it, the blind woman's saying, they're thinking, I don't know, I live in the dark always, and I can tell you, it's probably better to have some light. The light will probably help the midwife. So therefore, there's a point, her fear is a little bit founded. But the husband with her, okay. So says Rav Moshe, he's not so sure if the husband in 1952, if the husband is really going to be so helpful or not. He says he's not sure.
He's helpless too.
Huh?
He's helpless in 2008.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. This, I can personally agree to that. He says, what's she afraid about? There's no actually toelis for the husband to be there. Says Rav Moshe, maybe you can't compare. But then Rav Moshe says, you don't play games with pikuach nefesh and stuff like that. He says, you don't play games. He says, Avo mikoma from Ladina. He says, because of pachad, she says she's afraid. Okay, who are you to challenge it? The husband could go with her. Says her Moshe go with her. Why can he go with her? Especially if it's a non-Jewish driver. And therefore, there's no Isser Dorais involved. Worst comes worst, you're adding another passenger into the car. And it's only a problem if you're inside the tchum for sure. The whole issue would be maybe Marisayan. Maybe it's Marisayan. The husband's walking into the car. That doesn't look so great. But okay, says her Moshe, you're totally okay to do it.
See, the husband's see the pregnant woman.
Correct. So Rav Moshe says, if that Jerav Moshe was married, he says, maybe it's married. Ulai Mishal Marisayin. He says, not a problem. He says, Yeshua Hatir, Imtit Star Mizeshua Yavli Desakara. She doesn't want, she wants the husband there. Fine. That's what Rav Moshe says. Comes along the Archa Shabbos, Rav Chazanish, and the Chazanish, bring the name of the Chazanish, and he says, oh, you can't even violate the Raisis for this. Yisuva Yisva Daita, we saw you're allowed to light a candle. So he says, even if the husband, it's a Jewish driver, presumably. He doesn't say that so clearly, but even if it's a Jewish driver and whatever it is the Raisa involved, for sure the husband could go with her because of Yisuva Yisva Daita, that says the Archa Shabbos. Now comes along the trickier question. What about when you got a tough wife? And there's different levels of toughness of wives. So let's say your wife says, I don't care if you come. I don't care. I'm not going to ask you because she's really tough. I'm not going to ask the husband to come. She knows the husband wants his cholent, you know, wants his kiddush club, Shabbos morning. She dares not ask him, could you come with me to the hospital? So she's ambivalent. She punts the question. She pleads the fifth. You ask her, do you want your husband to come? So now is the husband allowed to go with her or not? Says Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he is allowed to come. Why? He says, listen to this svar. He says he's allowed to go with her, and he says the svar, he doesn't really speak up the svar, but he says, I feel im achola atzmo enu mevakesh zos. Even if the Yoledis doesn't request it, if she's silent about it, she's ambivalent, she doesn't care, the husband could go. Presumably the svar is because she's just too embarrassed to ask, or she doesn't know that the halacha permits it, I saw some poskim say, and therefore she's embarrassed to ask, but therefore, of course, the husband could go. Up until now, the chabur is pretty easy. Now we get a little bit tricky.
We have studies now that show that when a patient in the hospital has advocates,
excellent. Visiting, patients have advocates, it's better. Okay, give me 5 more seconds. Now I'm going to make it into a tougher kasha. Let's say you have a really tough wife, and the wife says, I don't want you to come. Or, it's very lamaise if you have 4 other kids at home, yeah? And who's watching the kids? So it's either a next-door neighbor, or, you know, parents don't live in the neighborhood, and no one's there. So it's even next-door neighbor, the husband. So the wife said, look, I'd like you come with me, but I'd much rather that you stay home and watch the 4 other kids at home and don't come with me. So I prefer that you don't come. Husband's allowed to go in the car or not with her. May not be a good Shalom Bayis that should have gone in the car, but is he allowed? Is it Heter to go in the car?
Prefer it.
Yes, no. I would say yes.
She says, I prefer, I don't find, so I don't want you to come. She says, she's not gonna kill him if he comes, you know what I mean? Like, she said, I'd rather you not come. The choice is to come or not come. I'd rather you stay home. Not because she hates the guy, but because she thinks that he'd be better served at home. She thinks so better, but she says, I prefer you don't come. I don't want you to come.
I like when
okay, 1 second. Mutter or not mutter? He's allowed to go in the car or not? This is a very tough question.
She may change her mind.
So comes along with Truvis van Hagas and says, well, Maisa, if she says, he doesn't want you to come, you're not allowed to come. What's that there? He says, you know why the husband wants to come? Why does the husband want to come? Okay, that's a good spot. He doesn't say that. He doesn't want to watch other kids. That I totally agree. He wants to know if he had a boy or a girl. You know, he wants to know, is it a boy? Is it a girl? So that's why the husband really is going to come. If she tells him, I don't want you to come, for his coming is not to help her out. And therefore, he says, you have to think, is it really permitted for the husband to come? You have to really ask yourself, if he's only coming so he can know, not mutter at all. Comes along the Mishnah Yoshua and says exactly what someone here said, that she's going to change her mind. Right now, she's very tough and commendable, right? She's not mocking pregnant women over here or bashing women that give birth. We can never do it. Guys can never do it. But the point is that now she's fine. But let's say something, she changes her mind later on. It's too late. What's she going to do? So at that point, says the Mishnah Yeshua, even if she tells you don't want you to come, you could assume the svar of Yisuve Yisvedaita allows you to go. Comes along the Chud HaShani and says, a murder dika chiddush from Nissim Grow, it's exactly what Baruch said, that he says, no, there's 2 reasons why he's allowed to come with her. Number 1 is to calm her down. If she says, you're not going to calm me down, you make me more nervous, trust me, I've heard that before from my wife, yeah, you make me more nervous, it depends on the husband and the wife's temperament, I'm definitely much more nervous than my wife, so you make them more nervous, so then from that perspective, totally no heter to go, says the Chodesh Shani. The husband can't go. If the wife does, he stay home. You're going to make me more meshuggah, so I'd rather you stay home. So then, there's no heter to go. But, says the Chodesh Shani, there's something to be said, and you know, any doctor will tell you this, right? That to have an advocate in the hospital is extremely important. And care is much better. You have someone to take care of you, someone to run to go get your every need. So for that, says the Chodesh Shani, even if she tells you, I don't want you to come, the husband's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, because it says, Pikuach Nefesh, or what person to be alone in the hospital without any advocate for their behalf. So a huge heter by the Chodesh Shani. Final two questions. Number one, okay, let's say the husband's still drinking at the Kiddush Club, yeah, or whatever. The husband's still davening Musaf. He's in a long Gushmon Esrei in Musaf, and the woman needs to go to the hospital. So she says, forget this stupid husband. I'm going to the hospital myself. She tells her daughter, or whatever it is, or the kids at home, when the husband comes home, send him to the hospital. Yeah, so she goes to the hospital. Is he now allowed to take a taxi after her? To go? She says, I want him there, but it's a separate taxi. Nope. So this is a big machlokas. So the Chodesh Shani says, absolutely. He says, the whole heter is that to make her calm, why would she not be allowed to go? And the Mishnah Yoshua, on the Sefer about Yoledus, says, yeah, why not? Why would the husband not be allowed to go? But he writes in the footnote, Umiyu sha'alti u'morena ragon rev asher weiss shlita. He asks Rav Asher Weiss, binyan zeh, v'tzideh lahachmir. It's machmir about that. So I guess the husband has to go to the wife. I don't know what the svar is. You could guess. Maybe the svar is she already gave birth. It's too late. The husband's going to come 20 minutes later, half hour later. What's the heter anymore? It's too late. He missed all the fun. You know, she already gave birth. He's just going to come to try to find out if it's a boy or a girl. Maybe that's the svar. I don't know. That's a big chumrah by Rav Asher Weiss, if according to the Sefer. Final issue. This is what you've all been waiting for. She says, I want the husband and I want my mother. Both together in the room. So you pick up the husband, the mother lives 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away, can you go drive and pick up the mother-in-law as well, her mother. Yeah, your mother-in-law.
Or she lives somewhere else.
No, she lives somewhere else. They drive, whatever, 10 minutes. If she were to take a separate taxi, it would probably be the same question. Let's just make it, could she come in the car as well? Yeah? Can you go drive, pick her up 5-10 minutes out of the way? Yeah? Yes or no? What do you say about that? You say yes? So is it or not? That's the question. So some go on the Arch of Shabbos and quotes the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said the mother could come. Now it's a little bit vague if that means the mother can also come or instead of the husband. So I don't know. I was a little bit confused by the Arch of Shabbos. It's like one line of footnote. But then fortunately I saw in the Sefer Chodesh Shani, Rav Nissim Karelitz, he says, why not? If the whole Svara is to make you calmer, and every doctor will tell you that what? Two advocates in the hospital is better than one advocate. He said one is going to stay with her to help her out. What's the other one going to do? Badge of the doctors, yeah? Go walk around and make decisions and, you know, handle around and get stuff. One's going to be by the bedside. So two advocates are better than one. So says forget, fine. So says the Chodesh Shani, if she feels that she needs two advocates there, she feels that that will make her calmer to know that he says even the father-in-law is allowed to come, he's going to make the, you know, pay, you know, the insurance, pay the pay, right? So then he would be allowed to come. Anyone who she feels will calm, make her calm, is allowed to come within reason. Comes while, and with this,
if you don't send her, it's pikuach nefesh for the husband.
That's for sure. It's a separate story. So we'll end with the Mishnah Yoshua. Mishnah Yoshua quotes from Rashi Weiss. It's ridiculous, he says. Why is the mother-in-law allowed to come also? He says, at what point do we say, Yisuva Yisva Daita? You know, at some point there's a limit, right? Meaning at some point it's within reason. Having the mother-in-law there also, you don't need two advocates in the hospital, right? Your kid gets a boo-boo, you take her to the hospital. Both parents don't usually need to go. One stays home with the kids. You know, something like that. You know, usually you don't have to have two people advocating for you in a hospital. One person is sufficient within reason. Says Rav Asher Weiss, he's not sure. Mew shalti gon Rav Asher Weiss bin yizav itzidir lahachmer. He says, came into a cult tzarech mugder yisuvei daita. Everything that the woman wants, doesn't. She wants to go to Ben and Jerry's on the way there. You know, she wants ice cream on the way to the hospital. You're not allowed to take the car on Shabbos and go get her an ice cream necessarily. Meaning there's a certain type of limit about what's considered reasonable, and having two people in the car, he says, is unreasonable. Maybe we should never know that you should always give birth on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday makes things a lot easier. Just go ahead.